You have let go of God's commands and are holding on to human traditions. Most of the time, we are adding our human traditions to the Word of God. Do you hear that? What's important is how we interpret Scripture, and what we need is a Jesus hermeneutic. Now, I looked this up in the dictionary so I'd understand it a little bit. What's hermeneutic? What's hermeneutic? Well, you learn about this in seminary, and it means how you see or how you view Scriptures. Hermeneutic, how you see or how you view Scriptures. Either you view Scripture through the eyes of culturally prejudiced religion, or you view Scripture through the eyes of Jesus, with the mind of Jesus, with the spirit of Jesus. So when we come to Scripture, this is how Jesus understood the Scripture. Jesus understood God's people as a kingdom of priests. All God's people. Not professional clergy, just everyday working people are a kingdom of priests. If you were God's people, you were a part of a kingdom of priests. A priest now is an advocate, one who stands on behalf of others, one who stands on behalf of people who can't stand or have no voice for themselves. The Bible tells us that we have an advocate in the Father, Christ Jesus, the righteous. That means Jesus stands on behalf and does for us what we can't do ourselves. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus said, "I'm going to send unto you the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit comes, the Holy Spirit will be your advocate." Through the presence of God's Spirit in my life, He advocates or does in me and through me what I can't do for myself. Jesus saw God's people as a kingdom of priests who are building the kingdom of God. And the emphasis of the kingdom of God is on our connectedness. God is a God who is creator of us all. God is a God who loves each of us. And Jesus is Savior of the entire world. So the emphasis in the kingdom of God is on our connectedness, if you could say that five times real fast, with all people, with all of creation. The power that we have in the kingdom of God is through the cross, through the sacrifice that Jesus had on the cross. Our purpose now is to be servants of God's mission in the world. Or as Jesus said, we are servants of all. If we don't approach the Scripture through the Jesus hermeneutic, then we bring our own religious, culturally colored glasses, and instead of building the kingdom of God, folks, we build the kingdom of Israel. If we're building the kingdom of Israel, the emphasis is on nationalism, amen? And we begin to focus on boundaries and building fences. Then our power is not in the cross, but our power is in chariots, and our power is in horses. And our purpose is the pursuit of personal happiness and security. Tell me, does that sound anything like what you have been raised in? But you see, the Jesus hermeneutic sees us as children of God. There is one God and Father who is creator of all and one Savior of the world. The cultural view, on the other hand, sees us as children of Israel, which promotes elitism, which promotes exclusivism. It means my race, my religion, my language, my gender, my nation, my tribe is much better off than you are. And God definitely is on my side. Isn't it obvious? Are you getting how dangerous this Scripture can be? This book ought to come with a cover. Maybe it should come with a cover that has a warning symbol on it. That says, if you do not read this book from the right perspective, it becomes a sword of judgment and destruction in people's lives instead of the refiner's fire that brings healing. What do you think? You want to put warning labels on the Bible?